Hey everyone, it's Bob WP Unplugged, a Do the Woo podcast show. Well, before I get into anything, I'd like to give our sponsor, OmniSend, a quick shout out. Now, when you go to the OmniSend site, you'll see that they say email and SMS marketing so good it's boring. And that simply means it takes care of stuff, so you don't have to spend a lot of time on it. But the thing I want to let you know is the team itself at OmniSend is nothing but boring. So if you have a chance to meet them at a WordCamp or any other event you're going to, or go to their YouTube channel and watch some of their videos. Again, their product may be boring in the sense of a good boring, but the team is nothing but boring. Visit them at omnisend.com. Well, this has been an interesting week here, and a few things happened. You probably just heard me say something at the very beginning that you have not heard yet. So I'll explain that in a minute and how that has come to be. And also, one announcement I do want to make is that, yes, our newsletter, which is now settled on the name, Do the Woo Query, which includes 6 solid tips from our shows that you can take action on. You'll need to subscribe to it to get it, but it's free, of course. And that will be going out this coming week. I'm quite not set on the day I want to send it out regularly, but I should know that real soon. So that is finally happening, and I just want to give you an update on that. The second thing is, you heard me say, welcome to Bob WP Unplugged. Well, I've had this show that has morphed into many different names, most recent on WP Community. And essentially what I notice that I end up doing is I come in and give some thoughts on it, or I introduce something that's happening at Do the Woo, or a number of other things. Now, before I explain what exactly I'm doing with that, is another thought occurred to me. And this has to do more with open web, open source, just the whole thing. And as I don't spend as much time on social as I used to, and, you know, the conversations, it's great for people that want to do it. They want to get in there, say something, share an idea, share thoughts, get engagement. And I'm becoming I'm still there. And I'm not leaving it, but just a little bit disillusioned around what these platforms are evolving into, which I don't think social is the right word anymore. But that's for another show. That's for another conversation. Or if you ever see me, we could have a little talk about that. Because again, I'm not trying to discourage anyone or say anything's right or wrong when it comes to how you do things. But this drove me to the idea of, what if I, every morning, got up? Well, every morning get up. Yeah, I usually get up in the morning. But first thing I do when I sit down at my desk, I write a short thought of the day. And not, I don't want to say some quote or something. Just something that has occurred to me, some little experience I've had. It's almost like a post on X or Blue Sky or any of the other platforms. And it kind of took me back to the days of blogging. I know people say, well, why are you putting it on your site? You won't get engagement. I'm putting it on my site because that's where it should be. Do the Woo media channel has a lot of different content. This is, you know, this is my baby. And I just feel like if I'm going to put anything anywhere, that's where I want to put it. I mean, not everything, but essentially something like that. Going back to the days of, yeah, blogging, journaling. I know everyone says, yeah, well, that's why I don't do it, is nobody engages there. Well, we'll see. I just feel like it's where it should be. So that will be coming out every day here real shortly. I'm going to try to do it starting Monday, but it will be a blog post. It won't be an audio because I don't want to be sending out yet another short audio every day in our stream of shows. But I thought it was appropriate to do it on WP Community changing it into Bob WP Unplugged. Really the essence of why I called it Unplugged, because I was thinking Unplugged, you know, it's always, we come from the days, and a lot of you do, where, you know, MTV was Unplugged and musicians go Unplugged, more acoustic performances. And I thought, does this really fit? And so this is what I came up with. The Bob WP Unplugged is the acoustic set in my podcast lineup. This is where I step away from interviews and roundtables, although I'm letting my host handle most of those, to share candid reflections through my journey of over four decades in business, community, world of open source, and the open web. Just me, the mic, and whatever's on my mind. Whether it's insights from all those decades of work, thoughts on where we're headed at Do The Woo, stories that connect it all, everything between, it's really the unplugged side of Bob WP. So summed up, real, raw, and rooted in the values that shape our digital world. And one last thing, I am doing a podcast on Saturday. Last week was a week filled with tech issues, scheduling issues, and basically issues of anything I touched. Friday, yesterday, I had it all planned. Okay, I'm going to get this one show out that's been delayed because of everything else. And then our internet goes down in the morning and doesn't come back on till the afternoon. I'm so connected to all my tools online. I'm pretty much frozen when it comes to production of podcasts. When it did finally come on, I thought, wow, okay, here's the opportunity. I can get this out. But nevertheless, more tech stuff happened. So that is why I'm pushing out a podcast on Saturday. And also just because I'm a pretty optimistic type of guy. So, you know, next week's a new week. I'm positive it will be better than last week. It certainly can't be any worse. So I hope you had a good week last week. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. And I hope you have a great week next week. So until the next time.